CBS News Special Report. A strong aftershock with a magnitude of 4.0 hit the New York City area about a half hour ago. It was centered 37 miles west of the city. It follows a 4.8 magnitude earthquake that jolted tens of millions in the Northeast this morning. Maribel Boucluche lives in Union, New Jersey, where she noticed some minor damage.
We were sitting in the kitchen on the island paying some bills, and we felt like everything was shaking. So we were holding on to the island.
Delaware State Senator Sarah McBride.
We have received more than 160,000 felt reports on our website. This may be a new record. We're currently validating this information.
Following the aftershock, social media was again flooded with messages. Notify NYC confirmed the aftershock online and advised residents to remain inside and call 911 if injured. There are no reports at this point of any damage or injuries from the aftershock. CBS News Special Report. I'm Wendy Gillette.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. In-state tuition at the Universities of Wisconsin will go up 3.75% next school year. The Board of Regents passed the hike unanimously yesterday. Tuition will go up anywhere from $255 to almost $400, depending on which campus. It's the second straight year of tuition hikes after a 10-year freeze. Fees are going up, too. April is Autism Month. The CDC says one in every 36 American kids is on the spectrum. Katie Hess is with the Autism Society of Greater Wisconsin. She's urging people to be accepting and inclusive.
Really what we're looking for is for people just to be open-minded and patient and understanding.
The Autism Society in Wisconsin is training businesses on how to better serve employees and clients with autism. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A finance company with locations in Brookfield, Greenfield, and Mount Pleasant is now being targeted by the state DOJ. Attorney General Josh Call has joined a multi-state lawsuit against Mariner Finance, a lending company. They're accused of widespread violations of consumer protection laws. The lawsuit alleges that Mariner charged hidden add-on products, adding hundreds of thousands of dollars to a total amount owed. The lawsuit was filed 2 years ago. Wisconsin signed on last month. It's still not known who the leg belongs to, but a person of interest has been identified. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office says they've got someone in connection to the investigation of the leg found in a cut of hay park. The identity of the person of interest isn't known. The case has now been officially classified as a homicide, prompting a search of a home in Milwaukee yesterday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Baseball tonight at AmFam Field. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers hosting the Seattle Mariners. Reese Hoskins is off to a good start at first base and at the plate.
Replay overturned it.
Now Hoskins flirting with the pole. It's gone. Reese Hoskins makes it 2-0.
Jeff Levering, Bally Sports Wisconsin, Brewers General Manager Matt Arnold.
Look, we're trying to win as many games as we can here this year and in the long run, you know, and so that's a tricky thing for us to balance when we're able to add veterans here with the type of track record that Reese has. That's really exciting. You know, he fits so well.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Raptors tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee has lost 4 of their last 5 games.
There's at times that we play really well. There's at times that we don't. But at the end of the day, again, we had open shots like AJ had one, Malik had one, BP had one. Like, we had open shots. Pat, I think, had one. I had two. You know, you gotta make shots.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels.
For tonight, a mostly clear sky and a low in the low 30s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, highs to the mid-40s. Then clouds are back on Sunday, the wind picks up once again, showers move into the area, high mid-40s. 50s and still some rain chances Monday. It's 46 right now.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hey everybody, Todd Allbolt, Monday noon to 2. President Biden is in Wisconsin, and we'll have it for you right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
Tune in Monday. Very special Devils FGets radio show. President Joe Biden coming to my hometown, Madison, Wisconsin. You better tune in. Devils FGets will bring you all the coverage.
Hey, buddy.
So, Mr. Casper.
You gonna be here Monday too?
Yeah.
I probably won't be.
Okay.
But I can't come in.
Yeah. Awesome.
Are you in town somewhere tonight? Or?
Yeah, I'm here for the film festival.
Okay.
PBS. I represent them at the film festival, so I got here late last night, and I'll be here to record stuff Tuesday morning. So I'll be here for Monday night. I'll have that up Green Bay a few days to show back. Yeah. This works out really well though.
This is pretty easy for us to set up for.
Hey, Conrad. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, yeah, once Pete's back in here, you should hear him. Just make sure you leave the WMDX studio unmuted.
Breaks. I can actually hear what's going on in the studio during StreamYard from that.
Or what do you mean?
So last time I did this, I had the WMDX studio unmuted for the whole show.
Right.
And I could hear what people were saying during the breaks. So could people on air. Like on StreamYard.
I'll message you.
Talk to us about post-punk. Mm. And he said, you know, punk, you know, education is the new punk. Well, I'm almost wondering if we're not post-schooling, or if we don't need post-schooling in some way where schools out there just say, enough with the way we used to do things. Let's DIY. Let's get creative. Let's, you know, be innovative, problem-solving, and let's do this differently. And then I was reminded, that's what Educators Amplified talk about on Wednesday.
Hey, so, dude.
You know, everything was firing today, you know, all the senses, and I'm pretty stoked to talk about it, and you know, and we'll chop it up today.
Don't forget Monday, man. Monday we started the week. What would Matt Damon's mom say? Dr. Nancy Carlson Page starts off the week. She's gonna be here every first Monday of the month.
That was like an all-star week, huh?
Yeah, I know, right?
It was all-star week on Busted Pencils. This is getting to be a regular thing, Tim.
And we loved it though, too. Is you know, they say, was it really? Yes, it really was Matt Damon's mom. And we said though, the great part about that is it's Dr. Nancy Carlson Page, educator, researcher, activist for public schools. In fact, doing her gig before Matt really became the Matt Damon we all know.
Oh, for
sure. It's like, you know, and we say, why do we ask Matt Damon's mom? Well, because first of all, we shouldn't be asking Matt Damon, except for the fact that he is an awesome advocate of public schools and a great speaker. But his mom has the cred to answer the questions when you talk about saying, should we be teaching science, which was our first introduction to Nancy Carlson Page, should we be teaching science to 3-4-year-olds, pre-K kids? And she was like, oh my God, why would we not? Because that's when you're going to grab them. You're going to give them that because their natural excitement level is so attuned to being looking at nature, looking at science. The whole experiment of being a 3-year-old and experimenting. I was thinking about this, Johnny, after the show. Most of the time when you're 3 years old, you spend most of your day trying to figure out cause and effect scenarios, right?
Yeah.
When I push this glass off of the table, right? Will my mom get upset? Will my dad get upset? And boom, that's a science experiment they're conducting right there. So the reality here is you go, no, we got to wait until their cortex is developed and we got to get them developmentally ready. We can't be teaching them biological terms when they're 3 years old. Of course not. In fact, isn't that the biggest problem most of the time with almost everything we teach? We create this sense of saying, before you can do the good, juicy stuff, we have to bore you with the crappy minutia stuff to get it there. Johnny.
Well, Tim, I'm going to talk about this, and I'm only going to work now as much as I can in a post-schooling era. I'm really going to push that. But you know what? In a schooling era that we're trying to move out of, you know, that whole idea of authority and the correct answer and the right thing being known by adults and imposed on children is part of that problem. You know, let young people explore. It's not anything goes. Like, don't let them walk out into a busy road. But let them wander around, you know, in other places. Let them be free, you know, like we're here to make sure that they don't do themselves or one another harm. But we're not here to impose and limit that sort of inquiry that, you know, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page on Monday, you know, was saying, come on, guys, let's not make science the schooling science for young people. Like, let's not take the fun and the play out of it, because that's really important. And I'd argue that's important all the way up.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, think about that. That's what I say, Johnny. It's like, that is just, you said, post-schooling, real education, doing punk, doing DIY, is actually engaging in the curiosity of the content. It's Busted Pencils. It's Fully Leaded. Hey, we got some trending news we're going to come back to, though. Johnny and Tim chopping it up back after the break.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Yeah. Nah, we're not dogs. But we do love to run. It's Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education.
Ain't nothing wrong with being a dog.
Nothing being a dog on the run, man. Educated educators.
I want to be a dog.
Education. There, I heard a little wolf, wolf, wolf there. 855-752-4842. Again, recap of the week. What a great week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah, Busted Pencils. That's what, you know, every day of the week. And what a week. And Johnny, though, breaking into the news. Oh, our friend Michael Petrilli over at the Fordham Foundation just can't seem to let things, you know, go. And well, a couple weeks ago, he was, you know, reminding us that if we just went back to the good old days of No Child Left Behind, when things were getting better, when we could test people and really know if kids were truly doing well or whether teachers were truly teaching, we need to go back to those good old days. Well, to this week, he puts out a new thing here, too, where he's like, school choice. And in fact, you know, say, I do agree with him that school choice has been having lots of victories, but he's kind of worried that the idea of totally school choice for the rich might be a windfall, and uses a little bit of what they would say apologetics type of, you know, an attempt to say, but maybe we should be a little bit concerned about rich people taking taxpayer money to pay for the private school that they're already in. And maybe we should pull back on that, not by saying we shouldn't do it, but by putting together what he's calling a sliding scale. And he reports that my state, where I'm in right now, Ohio, is the model example, because in Ohio, if you're making $200,000, you have to be on a sliding scale and you don't get full voucher. You get some voucher. And he's like, that's a brilliant idea. And it's like, dude, stop it. Just stop it. That's where I'm kind of on this. It's like, it's school choice. And the fact is that if you're realizing that wealthy people who already had their kids in private school are now using this as a way to supplement, and as we've heard in places like in Florida, where a lot of these parents are just buying hot tubs, going to Disney World and stuff like that, it's like, wait a minute, man. Stop it. Stop it. There is no such thing as a good school choice, Johnny Lupinacci.
Yeah, you know, Tim, this is gets into the semantics for me. You know, wealthy people are going to do wealthy people things, send their kids to private schools. That's fine. That's a choice. That's the choice. I don't think it's, you know, I'm going to fall back on it again. It's not the government's responsibility to provide that choice. Mm-hmm. You know, there's always going to be, since the beginning of time, there's always going to be, it's the same thing when we talk about healthcare. You know, if you've got the money, you can always go to private options, but that shouldn't mean that there aren't great options for everybody. And that's the problem right now is we're not calling for like a ban on private schools.
No,
you know, that's fine. We're just saying like, stop trying to use like public funds to make it harder on public schools. Stop trying to starve out public education. And school choice is nothing but that. It's absolutely not choice.
Right.
It's just language slapped on something that's saying, how can we decimate public schooling so that we can create it like almost like a fast food industry? It would be the similar thing would be to say, how can we stop good restaurants and great grocery stores and just have fast food everywhere? And if we were attacking grocery stores and restaurants, then that's the same thing we're doing here. And I would call that food choice bill, the food choice bill. I'm gonna make it impossible, Tim, to have a good restaurant or healthy food options at the grocery store. And instead, I'm just going to, you know, decimate those options and plug in McDonald's and Taco Bells everywhere I can. That's the same idea here. It's not to say that there shouldn't be private schools or, you know, elite academies. Great. Have those. They've always been around. They're always going to be around. Stop taking money from our public schools.
Stop taking the money from us.
Stop starving us out in a post-schooling era.
Post-schooling. Right? I got a quote, though, Johnny. In fact, so just so people understand where Michael Petrelli's coming from. Quote, "No doubt the growth of educational freedom, as many advocates now call it, is a fantastic development. We take consumer choice for granted in practically every aspect of American society except K-12 education. It's long past time for schools to be subjected to the same competitive forces that almost every other organization in America is. And in our huge, diverse society, it makes sense to embrace a pluralistic school system that allows families to find educational institutions that match both their values and their hopes and their dreams for their children." Take that whole bunch of gobbledygook and put that together. And what he's essentially saying is that we need to get rid of public schools in America because, darn it, you know, we just in our diverse society, we should have a plurality of schools that people can choose from. You know, like, Johnny, we said you already can because there are a plurality of private schools to choose from if you so would like one. It's not, though, then to corrupt public schools into these, quote, choices, because actually in a diverse pluralistic society, the contribution and the commitment to democratic education is something that we say all people get, and the commons then funds that. I know you got a head shaking there, man.
Because what you're reading, Tim, is a lot of good stuff. I mean, and that's the whole thing I want to point out here is like Petrelli is using a lot of great language to hoodwink the reader, right? It's to say like, shouldn't we have this in this great pluralistic society? We should have all options for all of our students to have great education. Well, yeah, of course. That is the function of a public school system. That already is a function. Is it doing great? Not everywhere. And we've talked about that. So if I'm reading that in an area where the public schools have been starved out and aren't doing so great, right, I'm thinking, okay, I'm with this guy. Like, do what we got to do because this is not working. Here's the thing, Tim, and this is what I'm going to give Petrelli the benefit of the doubt on, right? He's a free market worshiper.
Yeah,
right. Absolutely. So he bows to the gods called free market. This is not even the same. And I'm making a corollary to religious because that's how little faith he has in democracy. Mm. And this is what it's about. It is about he believes firmly that the way for things to be good, for things to work themselves out, is to allow markets to settle things. Right. But what we know about markets, and markets are controlled, they're manipulated, and they're used in ways to keep particular people benefiting at the expense and exploitation of others. Right. And so this is like free market capitalism gone awry. This historically wasn't really part of schools because schools were, like L.A. Tom called in and said before, they're part of the commons or they're part of our government function. Right. And so there's been limitations put on. They're not an industry. Mm-hmm. They're a stalwart of a strong nation. And so they're democratically governed.
well, you know what, Petrelli and the boys that believe in the free market gods, they're practicing their religion of free market economics, and they're saying no. In fact, schools can't be good unless there's competition and this idea of unlimited growth mapped onto education. So it needs to be privatized, and let's let the market settle them. But folks, what we know by and large, and I made that food analogy before, that the schools that the free market is giving us in replacement of public schools is the equivalent of just putting a pile of sawdust on a table and feeding it to us. It's not quality education, you know, and in the cases where it is, the few cases, it's been you know, trumpeted as, hey, this is going to be what your kid can have someday. Well, we're sitting here asking, how long do I got to eat sawdust before I can have a good meal? Because that's the reality for so many of our kids, is the privatized system has not provided good education to the masses, and public schools can and have. Let's go. It's a post-schooling era. I'm fired up. It's Friday. Let's do this.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin public schools are now required by law to teach Hmong and Asian American history. Governor Evers signed the bipartisan bill into law yesterday. Black, Hispanic, and Native American histories are already required learning in Wisconsin. Evers is also declaring April as Hmong Heritage Month. Tax day is coming up. Some people spend 9 hours and $150 doing their taxes. Now the IRS is trying out a free tax filing service in some states. Adam Rubin is a consumer advocate with the nonprofit Economic Security Project.
It's an interview-based questionnaire that asks people questions in pretty much plain language, and you fill in the answers, and it fills in the tax form for you.
Wisconsin is not one of the 12 states in the pilot program this year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The floodwater in Racine County should go down tomorrow afternoon, in Kenosha County next Wednesday. The National Weather Service has the flood warning for the Fox River in Burlington in effect until tomorrow night. Water is in parts of Riverside Park. At this point, a flood warning is currently in effect until Wednesday night for the Fox River near New Munster in Kenosha County. Floodwaters are reaching the lower levels of some homes in the town of Wheatland and village of Salem Lakes. Almost 40 years ago in Racine, the body of a woman was found in the trunk of her car. Police say they had their eyes on the estranged husband as the primary suspect, but it was only last week that formal charges were finally filed. The reasons behind the delay aren't exactly clear, but officials are now confident in the evidence they gathered to go ahead and move forward with the case. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
Big deals. Now you can shop local without leaving your chair. The WRJN Big Deals are here, and you can save from 30 to 50% on great local food, entertainment, and merchandise. Log on to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. You'll find savings on Fred's Burgers, Personal Touch by Julie Florists, and Lee's Deli. It's easy, it's local, and you'll save 30 to 50%. It's at WRJN.com. Click on Big Deals.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. The New York Post reports Conan O'Brien will return to The Tonight Show for the first time since 2010. Conan took over The Tonight Show in June of 2009, but was replaced when NBC reinstalled Jay Leno back into the host chair. The move did not sit well with O'Brien, who moved to TBS and hosted Conan from 2010 to 2021. O'Brien will join Jimmy Fallon to promote his new travelogue series called Conan O'Brien Must Go. Actor Jeff Daniels says rumors about Dumb and Dumber 3 happening are not true, but the 69-year-old actor did thank Jim Carrey, saying Jim wanted an actual actor in the first Dumb and Dumber and not a comedian who would try to top him. He also said a third installment of Dumb and Dumber doesn't happen unless Carrey is in. Sounds like Jeff Daniels is ready to bring those classically trained acting chops or cheeks to the toilet again. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly clear sky and a low in the low 30s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, highs to the mid-40s. Then clouds are back on Sunday, the wind picks up once again, showers move into the area, high mid-40s. 50s and still some rain chances Monday. It's 46 right now.
Von Hassel Jewelers is an American Gem Society retailer, a certified gemologist appraiser, and graduate gemologist, serving Racine, Kenosha, and the Milwaukee area for over 20 years. Whether you need custom jewelry design, repairs, the newest in jewelry fashion, or appraisals for insurance, estates, and more, their experience is remarkable. Von Hassel will come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or other jewelry stores across the Midwest. Open Tuesday through Friday and by appointment on Saturdays in downtown Racine. Qualified, educated, knowledgeable, trusted. That's the Von Hassel way.
Most of us can agree the
Originally the home of the Milwaukee Braves, now your home for the Milwaukee Brewers.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, Lupin Hachi, man.
Hey.
You called for it, dude.
Oh, dude, you know what?
Yeah.
If we're going to talk about the dogs, I want to be your dog. Classic from the Stooges.
There you go, know. Man. Hey, Bust, and Johnny just and Tim. Dog man, Johnny, Tim, and Anya. Not the Three Stooges. Just your regular Stooges.
Fans Busted of pencils. The Stooges, though. Fans of the Stooges, always.
Yeah, Busted Pencils. Fully leaded. 855-752-4842 is the number. Recap.
Give us a call. Yeah.
Yeah.
In
recap.
Fact, don't we got somebody on the call?
Oh,
don't we
do?
Got somebody on the line? I think we